Welcome to Grammar Lab, the podcast where we dissect punctuation, dissect sentences, and put your grammar questions under the microscope. Today, we've got a real zinger for you. Exclamation points.
Ever found yourself questioning how many exclamation points are too many? Stick around to find out.
Exclamation points, or exclamation marks as they're also known, punctuate our sentences with emotion and intensity. But much like a potent spice, too much can be overwhelming.
That's right, Abby. The exclamation point has a long history. It evolved from the Latin word eo, which was an exclamation of joy. During the Middle Ages, writers would place the I above the O to indicate an expression of delight, making the early precursor to our modern exclamation mark.
So when should we use them? Generally, exclamations are used to show strong feelings or to signify shouting or a commanding tone. For example, watch out, or I can't believe we won.
But in the early days, they were used sparingly. It wasn't until the 20th century with the advent of the typewriter that the exclamation point became a standard key and hence saw more usage.
Indeed. Although they can inject energy into a piece of writing, there's a fine line before your text starts to look like it's constantly shouting at the reader. Overuse can also diminish the impact. Imagine a book where every sentence ends with an exclamation point. The excitement would quickly wear off.
Let's try a quick quiz to demonstrate. I'll say a sentence with the word blank and you fill it in correctly. Ready, Abby?
Born ready, Jack.
I can't believe you ate the last piece of pizza, blank.
It feels like we need an exclamation point to show that surprise and slight annoyance. So, I can't believe you ate the last piece of pizza.
Good call. Now, what if I say the library is now closed, blank?
That one is more like a statement of fact. A period would do. The library is now closed.
Precisely. Context matters when deciding whether to use an exclamation point.
Business communication is another area where exclamation points can be tricky. In emails, for example, one might think that an exclamation point adds friendliness, but overuse can undermine professionalism or seriousness.
What about social media and texts? That's a place where exclamation points run rampant.
True, but even there, it's good to self-edit. One exclamation point at the end of a happy birthday message is enough to convey excitement without overdoing it.
Now, how about we look at some great literature? Classic writers like Hemingway were known for their minimalistic style, including sparse use of exclamation points.
Yes, it illustrates how powerful a carefully placed exclamation point can be. It stands out and packs a punch when it's among more reserved punctuation.
We hope you found today's episode enlightening. Remember, like all good things, exclamation points are best used in moderation.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
Loved diving into the world of exclamations with you. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so more grammar enthusiasts can join us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Until next time, keep your punctuation precise and your grammar on point.
This is Abby signing off.
And Jack. Happy writing, everyone.